USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is once again blaming Republicans as the reason why Congress can't get anything done on police reform. The White House releasing a statement where Biden says Republicans won't even consider incremental changes. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas again testified on Capitol Hill as he was facing sharp criticism from Republicans after not being able to tell them how many illegal immigrants are being deported and how many are being left in the United States. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul was there for the questioning, asking if the DHS would follow the Supreme Court ruling on the Remain in Mexico policy.
I think because it had Trump's name on it, they threw it, just threw it off the desk and rescinded it. And it's really unfortunate. It was a policy that was working.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, we've all suffered in the pandemic.
The United States has lost more than 670,000 of our fellow Americans. Worldwide, the death toll is above 4.5 million people.
Biden calling it an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. The search is back on in southwest Florida for Brian Laundrie. He's a fiancé and a person of interest in the Gabby Petito case. Crews are looking for any signs of Laundrie on the Venice side of Carlton Reserve, a 25,000-acre swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundrie hasn't been seen in more than a week after his parents said he went for a hike in the park. Yesterday, the FBI confirmed a body found in Wyoming is that of Petito, and the coroner ruled the 22-year-old's death a homicide. This is USA Radio News.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Boston gym owners are petitioning against the local COVID-19 mask mandate because it is badly affecting their business more than others. Jess Franikolaski owns the Handlebar Cycling Studio in Boston. She says her business started making strides in July and was starting to get back to normal. However, then the emergence of the Delta variant and now new mask mandates have slashed her numbers again. She also tells Fox News what she believes is killing businesses like hers on the East Coast.
Yeah, at this point in time, in cities like Boston and D.C., I feel as though it's not the virus and the pandemic that's killing our business, it's the government. I just hope that they can listen up and understand that this blanket mandate is not fair and it doesn't apply equally to different types of industries.
Boston gym owners have joined together and started a petition against the mask mandate, collecting signatures to send to Boston Acting Mayor Kim Janney and Governor Charlie Baker. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is adding another bail reform measure to the special session agenda. The governor announcing on Wednesday that he wants the Texas legislature to approve a constitutional amendment giving judges the power to deny bail under certain circumstances where people are accused of violent, sexual, or trafficking offenses. Voters will have a final say on the ballot reform idea. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.